streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we had Mick Cronin on the UCLA coach yesterday, and I asked him about certain programs, and I said, how do you explain the Gonzaga success? And he said two words, Mark Few. They have made 9 straight Sweet 16 appearances. That is, if you're Carolina, Duke, Villanova, and I've said this, that's what Gonzaga is now. It is a top 5 college basketball program in the country. Now, they have a very humble head coach, Mark Few, who... Let's bring him on, and let's, you know, first of all, he's just going to give me crud. Go ahead, take your shot at me about squeezing college basketball in, Mark. Go ahead, I'm ready for it. I can handle it.
You already did that for me, and I think you're calling out the combine, which I'm with you on that. Usually you spend, you know, 7 weeks talking about it, so if we could shrink that down to maybe 3 or 4 and embrace the greatest – tournament, you know, and postseason, the college basketball NCAA, that'd be great.
Well, it is great, and you guys have your hands full. So one of the things you've done at Gonzaga is that you'll play the UConns, you'll play the Michigan States, you'll play the Kansas. So you've played UConn, who I think is the best team I saw in college basketball this year. You played Purdue earlier. Purdue, Zach Edey's just... Do you just say to yourself,
he's an entity,
he gets 25 and I'll shut down everybody else? What is a game plan against Zach?
Colin, and this will be we played him last year in the PK85 and your old hometown Portland, and this year we played him in Maui back in November. And I mean, 25 years I've been a head coach here, I've never dealt with a player or an entity like him. He is a really, really, really good basketball player, and he does everything well. I mean, he posts the right way. He can score. His ball goes in now. Very efficient, and he shoots free throws really well.
Yeah.
And then at the other end, he's just, you know, for a team that likes to shoot, we're very effective in the paint and shoot a lot of twos. I mean, it's tough to get shots off in the paint, and so. He's just, again, an entity that, quite frankly, I mean, I haven't seen in 25 years. And so obviously a lot of game planning. The best thing we got going for us is we've played against him a couple times, so we've at least felt that it won't be a shock. But it's not only that. Matt Painter's just, I mean, he's one of the great people in all the sports and just as good a basketball coach as there is. And he does a phenomenal job of the sets and things that they do offensively, and the people yep. around him. Their guards are so much better this year. Their guards are terrific. That Braden Smith's a really, really, really good player. So it's going to be a tough out, but it's awesome to still be playing. And, we've been ahead, I think, at halftime and into the second half, both games we played, and we just haven't been able to quite finish it off.
So I had said the two teams I watched this year that jumped off the TV, I thought UConn was the best team I saw. And then I thought Carolina, I saw them twice, really impressive. I got them on good nights. They didn't play great every game, but you faced UConn, and they've got a combination of great coach, NBA prospects. They've been defending since Calhoun's been there. Is UConn, you faced them, are they beatable, or are they just too good?
I mean, they're beatable. Everybody's beatable, but there's something now. We played them twice, last year in the Elite Eight and then in Seattle in early December. And, they are very good. And I'd say, obviously, they and Purdue are neck and neck with just kind of how they've dominated this year. But just in different ways. You're right. UConn defense is the same. It's up to Calhoun standards.
Yep.
But the interesting thing, Colin, and I know sometimes you like to we actually share a lot of the same thoughts, you and I. I don't give you enough credit for that. But you like those teams that play different sometimes football-wise. UConn doesn't run a ton of ball screens. And in college basketball, 95% of the teams, run mostly a ball screen offense in some way, shape, or form. They run a lot of off-ball stuff, and they execute it incredibly well. Curls and back cuts and flares and stagger screens and single pin downs. So they're really different when you go to prepare for them, most of your practices have been dealing with ball screen offense. And so that is the one thing that it's definitely been hard for us. And when you play them in a tournament like this, especially if you get them on the second day, the second game of the weekend, I mean, that is a short, short prep.
Yep.
And I think that's really advantageous to them.
Yep. That's a really good point. You know, Mark, I was talking to Mick Cronin yesterday, and we talked about the NIL. And you play like a blue blood program, but you don't have Kentucky's money. You don't. Gonzaga it doesn't have that money. You will make it work, but are you concerned that players, a majority of them, and I'm not blaming them, money's the first question. It's not facilities. It's not winning. It's can you pay me? Are you concerned about Gonzaga and your history of excellence going forward?
I mean, I've always been concerned about that every year, and especially, whenever the seasons do come to an end, it's getting definitely more complicated. But I would just say, Colin, we've had two great examples of NIL really, really working and being such a positive thing, and Drew Timmy and Chet Holmgren.
Yep.
And theirs was true NIL. It was name, image, likeness. A lot of the stuff that's going on right now has nothing to do with NIL. It's just, money being raised and figuring out how to get it. But I do – the positive of this is I do think it's time we do get to some sort of revenue sharing with the players. I think it's a long time coming. I think we just need to figure that out. And I think if that's the case, if somehow we got to get the right people in there kind of setting the future of our sport, though. Like, we don't need 12 presidents in a room, trying to decide the fate of this. I think it's time. You got to have some coaches in there. You got to have some commissioners in there. You got to have some athletic directors in there. And then you got to have some student athletes. And that's it. And a couple presidents. And then just hammer this thing out. Right now, the NCAA is way too bureaucratic, and they haven't been able to keep up with the changes. And the best thing they got going, Colin, the greatest thing is the NCAA tournament and the job that Dan Gavitt and his group does. I mean, it hits a home run every single year. And so it's so important to keep that thing going. But I just think we need, like Pronto, some people that are in the fight and down in the streets, helping them kind of set the course for the future here.
You were right on Chet Holmgren. I worried about his size, and I kind of felt like play him 50 games the first couple of years, body type, he's thin, let him put on weight, don't ask him to play 82. And I got to tell you, there are nights he's better than Wemby. And you told me, I said, I don't know. And you said, he is way tougher than his body type leads you to believe. Are you surprised at all? I mean, there are nights, Coach, he can be a dominant player. He's still a kid. Are you surprised at all by it?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm telling you, we've had some legendary guys here with drive and ambition and work ethic. I mean, that's basically what this program has been built on. And he's at the top of the list in that. I mean, we could not get him out of the building. I mean, he was here 20 hours a day. He is basketball all the time. And like I said, and I think it's playing out, he's tougher than maybe his body looks that it might be. And he's a warrior. And he's a warrior, and he loves basketball, and he's got a great feel. He's a great teammate. I'm just so happy for him. That, you know, the thing, it was a fluke that kind of happened. It was a fluke injury, and I think he was getting labeled, you know, very wrongly of being brittle and all this and this. That guy didn't miss a practice here. And, I mean, he was in on every drill, and I loved that about him when I watched him in high school. He'd get knocked down to the floor, and you'd go, ooh. And it popped right back up and, you know, making plays at the other end. And I mean, he does everything, right? He plays both ends of the floor. How nice is that? And the other thing I'd add, Colin, is after doing the, you know, Team USA stuff and looking forward again to doing it this summer with Steve and Ty and Spo and Grant, it's a different game. Like, the NBA is way more open and yes. I'm telling you, it's way more finesse.
Yes.
The FIBA stuff that we went through last year with the World Cup team is so much more like college. There's, you know, we can stand in the lane and there's not driving, and there's it's so much more physical. I mean, in my opinion.
Finally, you know, my favorite two college basketball coach, I mean, I love a lot of you, Izzo, Jay Wright, and you. And what I and one of the things that's interesting, Izzo's very emotional, very. And you and Jay Wright, you look like you're watching a game in your driveway. You guys are not real emotional. Do you ever, you're playing Purdue, the whole country's watching. Do you have inner turmoil? You're freaking out. You and Jay Wright act like you're just sitting at a dinner party. You never get emotional. You're always even. Is that because you've been around so long? Is that just who you are?
Well, first of all, there's tons of inner turmoil for Jay. I mean, Jay's a great friend for both of us. So, you worry a lot. I did. You know what? After working for different guys over the years and stuff, and just as you know, back all the way into high school, I always thought there's enough stress involved in the game that the most important thing and the greatest thing I can do when we get to the game is to try to give the guys as much confidence as possible and just let them play freely and play with confidence. Now, practices and everything leading up to that, I mean, we're on them and after them and challenging them, you know, and getting them to do the right things and think the right things and preparing them. But man, once that ball goes up and the lights are on and the fans are full, I just think I'm just there to try to help them and, you know, yelling, screaming and losing my mind. I mean, it isn't going to help them play with any confidence. And maybe it doesn't fit my personality either. There's a lot of different ways to do this. And a lot of those guys that do coach like that are incredibly successful. But I just try to get them as much confidence as I can and help them as much as we possibly can be successful during those 40 minutes they're out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
50% from three-point range. They lead the tournament. It's incredible. 13 times a Sweet 16 appearance, nine straight. Now, as Mark knows, I got to go back to talking about the fifth round of the NFL draft now. So I have to go.
And you don't try to blame it on your producer either. That is you at heart. I mean, admit it. Admit it.
Whatever. I love having you on the show. And I hope things are going well.
And I love the end of the show. And I love listening to your show. It challenges me. It does. I love your show.
Yeah.
We need to get on more.
Yeah, my wife says, I love your show as long as I'm never on it. I just don't want to be on your show. And I'm like, Ann, the show is my life. And so one of my favorite people in sports, Mark Few. Great seeing you. I will be locked and nervous for Gonzaga-Purdue Friday, which could be the best game in the tournament. Great seeing you, man. Go Zags.
Yeah, you too, bud. Take care.
All right. He and Jay Wright and Tom Izzo, I've known these guys a long time. It's you know, I don't really necessarily root for teams, but it's impossible if you know Mark Few or like Jay Wright, Izzo. It's hard not to root for the people. They just do it right. They just do it the right way. Villanova just did it the right way forever. And I was texting Jay Wright the other day about his broadcasting, and he's as obsessed about that as he was about coaching. And these guys have to deal with the NCAA and the NIL. It is a lot you're throwing on them, but I can't wait for a Gonzaga and Purdue. All right, J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Mark Few will be happy to know we're talking about the NFL. Jerod Mayo. Early stages of molding that Patriots roster after they moved on from Belichick. Patriots pushed hard for free agents this offseason, but came up shorter than they had hoped, something Mayo was conscious of.
There were various reasons why guys didn't assign with us. Once again, the unknown is scary for a lot of people. And I would say, even in our building right now, it's still unknown. Like, will I be a good head coach? I don't know. Hopefully. I think I can be. I would just ask Patriot fans for patience. Look, once again, there will be players that hit the wire, you know, free agents, guys that are explosive, whatever you want to say. There will be guys in the draft. There will be guys after the draft. So just sit back and kind of, you know, let us do our job going forward.
I don't think there's that much unknown. The Patriots aren't going to be good. That is known. That I think Carolina by far and away the least talented team. Giants, Patriots, right next. That's they got so many issues. There's an argument to be made they should skip quarterback, trade down, and just fix the roster. And then give the next quarterback next year a shot or go in free agency. If you get a bunch of picks, forget a college kid. Just go buy a quarterback. Just load up, trade down, load up, get players, and then next year, go buy the best free agent quarterback. That's what, you know, Atlanta's like, we got a bunch of young guys, we're not paying them yet, let's go pay for a quarterback.
If you're a free agent, you want to move to Boston, play for a team that got a new coach, is moving on from Belichick, a lot of uncertainty, may or may not even survive three seasons.
You think Kirk Cousins woke up and said, I want to move my entire family to Atlanta, and then Atlanta said, here's $48 million. Thanks for flying United. Boom, I booked my flights. Well, I mean, money talks.
Yeah, but so they're not going after a quarterback and paying that much. I mean, overpay?
No, those are the Belichick years. If you have Josh Allen in your division, you're going to pay fives the first number. By the way, we talked about Dak. Dak in New England makes a lot of sense. He's an adult. If you trade down this year and you're New England, you get picks. You have a very, very young roster. What do you need? Atlanta said, give us an adult. New England says, give us an adult. We'll take Dak works on a young team that has dynamic athletes, doesn't have to carry it, but he's the adult in the room. That's very Kirk Cousins in Atlanta with a young offense is, hey, Kirk and, I've said this, Dak and Kirk are the same quarterback. One has a star on the helmet. It's the same stats. So I think Dak to New England, if you load the roster up and say, forget it. Why draft a quarterback? He's going to get destroyed. We have no skill people.
Maybe, but regarding the free agents, like, you think Brandon Ayuk, who's not a free agent, but if the Niners are looking to offload him, hey, Brandon, we're shipping you to New England. Do you think he's going to want to sign a big money extension?
Okay,
no quarterback.
I'm the GM in New England. I take the third pick. I trade down. And I get either another one or two twos and two threes, whatever it is. You get a lot. Load up the roster. Now it's inexpensive. And then I go make a trade eventually for Brandon Ayuk. Well, I'm paying nobody because I've made my roster very inexpensive. That's the advantage of...
But Ayuk has to want to sign an extension there. He might just say, I'm not leaving San Fran for freaking
Boston. Athletes care about the money. Pro football player careers last 3.5 years. If New England says we'll pay a top of the market, then you sign the contract.
And then you go get
a free agent quarterback the next year.
Or you go beg and ask out in a year or two because Boston stinks and
places don't stink forever. Except Washington under Dan Snyder. No, other than that, places don't
stink.
Dan
Marino leaves the Dolphins. They were a dumpster fire for like 2 decades. Like, this is what happens. Well, man. They had
500 years.
New England could be in the wilderness post Brady. For like 40 years. It might be a long time, Colin. We have no idea. Next up, let's get to a good team in the AFC East. The New York Jets.
Oh, boy.
They are looking to trade former number 2 overall pick Zach Wilson. Shocker. Not a lot of success on that front. Owner Woody Johnson added a twist saying, wait for it.
If we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. You know, I feel badly about Zach in some ways because... you know, last year would have been a great, he would have been a first time he could just sit back and watch a master at work, right? Mm-hmm. And he's never had that. He's been in the fire from day one. And I think that's what he needs. He needs to be in a place where he can observe for a while. And he's got the skill. He can do everything. There's a reason we drafted him at number 2.
So right, after sure. 3 seasons in the NFL, he needs to sit and observe for a while?
Yeah, well, we know what's going on here. They're moving him.
Well, they're not moving. Nobody wants him. Nobody's giving up anything.
Who's Arizona's backup? I'm going to call my shot here.
Arizona Cardinals? I'll Arizona look it up right Cardinals. Now. I mean, I just can't imagine close. Arizona Cardinals saying, bring on Zach Wilson.
Well, they're not Somebody saying bring him on. They're saying we need a backup. It's okay, Desmond Ritter. Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Let me think of another one. West Coast, to get him back closer to West.
Well, the Rams,
or Midwest.
We thought the Rams were in play, and they
Rams,
went another direction.
They went with Garoppolo. Yeah, I'm not saying Zach would have succeeded, but there are ways that it wouldn't have been this tire fire. New York was not, that was not where he needed to go. That's just not where he needed to go. Now, C.J. Stroud looks talented enough to succeed anywhere, and there are those guys. But Zach Wilson could have gone somewhere, and it worked a little. Because, I mean, it's literally been a disaster.
Is it Jamarcus Russell level bad?
How about this? How about the Niners with Sam Darnold gone? That's an offense. They have Josh Dobbs, I think, and he works. Cerebral guy would work in that offense. But Zach Wilson, keep your eye. Niners? I wouldn't give up much for him, but... I'm just saying.
Here's a bag of balls. Can we have Zach Wilson?
Now, let's be nice about it.
Let's go to the NBA.
He's got parents. And, yeah.
The Clippers got Russell Westbrook back from injury last night, but it didn't matter. They still got their doors blown off by the Pacers. Jeez. Ty Lue's
soft.
Ty Lue's ticked off with his team. Here's what he said.
Right now, do we have an identity? I think, yeah, we're soft. That could be an identity, if you want to call it that. Like, we got to be tougher, like mentally and physically. But we do have an identity. When we were 26-5, we had a great identity. You know, so you can't pick and choose when you want to lead. You can't pick and choose when you want to have identity. You can't pick and choose when you want to do things the right way. And so just do the right things every night, and everything else will fall in order.
Yeah. And by the way, when James Harden came over, very critical of it. And then I looked very wrong for 2 months. The old captain appears to have nailed it. Harden, end of a season, team's getting silly, distracted. My takes are almost always right. Sometimes it takes several months to uncover the truth.
Yeah, sir.
They don't play any defense. How in the world can you have Kawhi and Paul George and be that bad defensively?
Disinterested. They've seen them at their best. They're like, oh, we got this.
Harden seeps through the franchise. Now they don't want to play defense. Kawhi's a great defender. Paul George is a great defender.
I'm guaranteeing you they'll defend in the postseason. When it matters. It doesn't matter in March. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you just show up for the show when it matters in the fall. Spring and summer, hey. Ratings aren't a big deal.
Please don't compare me to Paul George and Kawhi
Captain
Leonard.
Over here is guiding the ship every day.
I'm a LeBron kind of guy. I show up unless there's an ankle injury like tonight for LeBron.
I mean, I understand they're a veteran team, but it's like when you know it's the Harden effect. They are now terrible defensively. There's too many. They have size. They have great wing defenders. They can't be terrible defensively. That'd be like the Lakers with AD and the protecting the rim being bad defensively.
Remember when the Chiefs really struggled earlier this season? They were like, ooh, what's going on with the Chiefs?
That organization that consistently wins championships?
That one, yes, the Chiefs. They were really in a bad place like October.
Yeah, but I trust them to pivot when the games matter.
Okay.
Harden in the Clippers, does that say trust in the postseason?
I trust them in the first round of the playoffs to pivot when the games matter. First round. I didn't say beyond that.
Against the light, the beam team? Is that
No.
Who would they play?
They would play the Pels and Skinny Zion.
Oh, I'd probably take the Clippers.
Like I said, they will lock in when it matters. Kind of like me.
By the way, that whole Zion skinny thing.
You love it, don't you?
I've just seen the video now. Now I'm paying attention to it. This idea that he shed 30 pounds. No,
45, but who's counting?
Yeah, everybody, you know, that felt like it was sold to me.
Well, he swore off donuts. No, I'm just.
It's New Orleans. I've told you before. There are certain cities in America hard to get abs. New Orleans is one of them. Hard to have abs in New Orleans. It's just a hard place to have. Miami?
I'll take your word for it.
You're outdoors
a
lot.
LA?
Come on. People out here. No, everybody's got a trainer. You're outdoors. You're moving all the time.
Ozempic. You belong to three gyms.
Yeah. No, I mean, the whole city's on Ozempic. Ozempic. You
everybody's
know, I thought about it. You know, I really did, but it doesn't do anything.
You get cut up for the summer, shredded.
Apparently, you take it and you just...
You lose your appetite. Not that I've taken it.
You lose more than your appetite. Let me tell you that. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, break. Wrap it up next, The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
So we were saying this is that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys came out earlier today, and there's no talk about giving Dak Prescott an extension because I don't think Dallas should or wants to pay him in the 50s. So I said Kirk Cousins had value in a weaker division going to a young team where he can be the grown-up. I think Dak Prescott has a market. It's small, but it's in 45, 48 million to a young team where he can be the grown-up and adult and be the leader for the team. And I've always said, Kirk and Dak Prescott are the same quarterback. One has a star on the helmet. One has the Jordan brand. When you look at their numbers, Dak and Kirk, now for the radio audience, I do apologize. They are virtually, statistically, the exact same quarterback. Dak has had better offensive lines and a more consistent run game. Kirk Cousins has had usually a better number one receiver. Both their defenses hit and miss. Both have gone through a couple of different coaches. They're the exact same statistical quarterback in the same conference. Across the board, wins, completion percentage, passing yards, TD interception, passer rating. Neither has ever had the greatest coach in the league or the worst. Dak's had better O-lines run game, and Kirk's always had a really, really good number one receiver. But and so I do think Dak has a market, but it's Kirk's market. In a weaker division with a young team that you're not paying offensive people, that's Atlanta right now. You're about 2 years from paying them. Kirk can come in, you give him mid-40s, he's worth it. He's the adult, the mature adult. Dak in New England, I could make an argument that New England trades down from the number three spot because they like Caleb and Drake May, and they can't get either. They're not in love with any other quarterback, and they load up on draft picks, and then they bring in Dak and can overpay him a little bit based on the fact they're not paying any of their young players. So I think Dak to New England is a real play here. I'm not saying he's going to beat Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers or Mike, you know, or Tua. I don't know. But there is a market for Kirk and Dak. But you can't send Dak up against Herbert and Harbaugh, Mahomes and Reed, and pay him $60 million and think, yeah, right, this works. It doesn't work in Dallas. I don't think the six or the high five works for him. I don't. This is not baseball where we romanticize regular season greatness. It's not the NBA where if you don't win titles, but aesthetically, optically, stylistically, you're a Hall of Famer. We like your game. It's the NFL. Win games in January. That's all that matters. If you want to make the big bucks, or if you don't win Super Bowls, you're an all-time unique talent. Lamar Jackson, I've never seen a quarterback move like that. Josh Allen, 6'6", 250, runs over people. Those guys are so unique. Lamar, Mahomes, they're just so unique. You just got to pay them. But Dak and Kirk, it is nuts. I don't think you could take two other veteran quarterbacks in the league, put their numbers together, and have a similar comp. Now, I think Kirk is a better, more accurate thrower. And I think Dak moves better. Otherwise, same quarterback. Smart, mature, capable, predictable, little lower ceiling. Kirk's not going to be a playmaker. Dak's going to miss some open throws. He's not a fluid, natural thrower. It's just the way it is. But there you go. I love today's show. Mark, little college basketball, second day in a row, committed to the tournament.
Love it. I love that you're locked in. Where are you on Marquette, NC State? You know I'm loaded up on Marquette.
Don't have a strong vibe.
Okay.
Don't have a strong vibe.
Big East looking good. Remember the conspiracy theory I floated? Big East got snubbed? Yeah. Big East is showing out in the tournament. They are playing really well. I mean, UConn, obviously. But Marquette's done exceptionally well.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody can beat UConn. I just feel like they're just...
You heard Mark Few. Any day, anyone's beatable. I don't think San Diego State does it. Did you see the line? Went from 9.5 to 11.
And San Diego State's good.
Defensively.
Yeah.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.